Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
All I have to say is our guest this evening needs help, and it's called therapy. The man is crazy. Mike Phillips, Hidden Beach recording artist Mike Phillips, is joining us this evening to talk about his brand new CD, MP3. And Unwrapped 7, Volume 7 as well. We have some music from that, Mike, so we're going to play that as well. Mike Phillips, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, how are you? How's everything going?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Mike, how are you guys? Wow. So happy to be back. Wow.
I need a drink already. I should have made a drink before I came on the show.
This is crazy.
It's
crazy.
Oh, man. I am doing good. I am happy. I'm elated. I have, you know, I've been pregnant with this record for 4.5 years. Mm-hmm. I've been barefoot and pregnant. So it's finally, I'm in the hospital right now, and it's finally going to drop tomorrow.
You're in labor, huh?
Yeah. A Mike plus 11, you know, Kate plus 8. I got 11 kids.
Oh, my gosh.
They are all about to drop tomorrow, and you can pick the orphans up from iTunes.
You're so silly. If you'd like to call in and talk to old crazy Mike Phillips, the phone number is 646-716-5485, or you can join us in the chat room by going to TalkingSmoothJazz.com, clicking on the TSJ Radio Show page, and then the play chat button underneath Mike Phillips' name. So I don't even know if I should bring this up, but before we came on the air, we were talking about that video.
Ho, ho, ho. I don't know about that one now. I think we should just get out with the music.
I'm doing the sound, the Sandman horn. Look, Terry, I'm gonna get a cane and pull you off the show, right?
That's just right.
Like Apollo.
That's right. We're gonna leave that one alone, so let's just keep that one in, between us. Yeah.
So what about the record now?
Okay. All right. So you are birthing this record tonight. It drops tomorrow. And my first question is, why does music always come out on a Tuesday?
Is that a day
or something?
You know what? I have no idea. Like, I really now. I guess you know. You have the short week, and then you get into the weekend, and I really couldn't answer that. Like, I feel so crazy right now. Like, are you smarter than the fifth grader? Because you just asked me the simplest question. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Tell us about MP3. What's happening with the CD?
Well, you know, it's been in my heart for about 4.5 years. The format of MP3 was really big, and I kind of came to terms with what was happening. Like, and I'm an old school dude. I'm an old school dude at heart, so I still got the original print of Kinda Blue.
Mm-hmm.
I have an original of Charlie Parker plays tenor. And it's like a really cool, colorful record. Now, I'm not sure how many prints they made of it, but I have a copy of that. So I am big on collecting physical product. And back in the day, you remember when you pull out the jacket and the album cover and the art, and it was such a situation with it where you could just open it up and see the credits and the artwork, and it was like a separate piece of art along with the art. Now we've come into, you know, this digital realm, which we might not like how it works to a certain degree, but we have to come to terms with it, you know, because the world is moving and it's not really slowing down or stopping for anyone. So MP3, it was first the title, just me saying, okay, well, we're going to just go with this digital thing. Then I realized that, dang on, MP3 is, I just finished my second record, and MP3 is like, it's the perfect title. So it's, you know, I'm an analog guy. I love straight ahead. I love these different elements, but also we have to realize that I'm an analog guy living in a digital world. So that's what MP3 is all about, just the cross-pollination between the essence of analog music when I'm just blowing into a horn and there's nothing else electronic, and to deal with all of the other digital realms around it. And then the fact that now MP3 is... Hello?
I'm sorry. I have
okay.
a caller, and I just brought the caller on.
Oh, okay. Cool. So MP3 is now one of the biggest way of transferring music. So, I mean, I hope people, you know, pick it up and enjoy, you know, my way of cross-pollinating the analog with the digital.
Oh, okay. Well, now the caller just hung up, so caller, if you would like to call back, please do. If you have a question for Mike, please call back, and we will definitely get you on. Okay, and then now let's talk about the people that are working with you on the CD, the artists.
Whoa, man, where can we start? Let's start with Mr. Marcus Miller. What can I say about him? He's played with Miles Davis when he was daggone 16, 17 years old. I'm a huge fan of him because, number one, he takes the music seriously. He's one of the biggest bass players in the world by far, but the seriousness that he takes his art is on a whole nother level. So just to have that guy say, I love this track and I want to play on it, I'm floored to this day knowing that he's on the project. So big up to Marcus Miller and you know, and Natalie from Flowetry. Oh man, I tell you, we did a song together called Fallen, and she's totally in her element. Now, I've been, you know, the music director for BET's Lyric Cafe for about 5 years, so we work with poets, and obviously, you know, Eric Benet hosts with me, Letticy, Raheem Devine, and other acts of that caliber. So, you know, when I'm in this Lyric Cafe situation, and I'm like, man, I have to put a poet in his or her correct platform to really say something sensual, sexy. And Natalie definitely delivered. I just heard some stuff from some of the stuff that she's working on. I introduced her to a guy by the name of J.R. Swinger, who produced so beautiful music. He produced some songs with Jill Scott, and I've been working with J.R. for about 10 years. And I heard that the stuff that Natalie and J.R. have just cooked up for Natalie's record is absolutely amazing. So big up to Natalie. I love you. Keep that British accent, man. That's keeping them fellas going. She finished that track. I was like, I got to walk out. Well, I was like, woo! I called my wife right away. I was like, honey, how you doing?
Oh,
whoa! I was like, whoa!
Okay, hold that thought, Mike. I have two calls for you.
All right.
The first call is a Skype caller. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the show.
This is Walter Beasley. Who's this?
Mr. Beasley, what's happening? This is Terry.
My, My brother Mike asked me to call in tonight, so I'm calling. What's happening?
Yo, Beasley, what's good, man? See, we got surprises coming. Huh?
What's up, Future? What's up, Future? I call him the Future because, in my opinion, he's the future of contemporary jazz at its highest form.
Okay, I like that.
Man, and you know what? I wanted to get Walter on here because, you see, there's a lineage of when you look at contemporary jazz saxophonists. When you look at Art Porter, George Howard, Grover, they're all not with us, but there's a common denominator between those three guys. You know what it is? They pulled from the past that truly get into the aspect of playing the horn. Any of those guys playing, you can hear a little train. You can hear the substance. You can hear those things. So with Walter being a descendant of that movement, that Grover movement, where those batons are being passed indirectly to people who really get what this playing is about, not about shaking and spinning around on the stage, but really about the content and the seriousness about playing this instrument. And I wanted Walter to call in because I just wanted to let him know on air, not to his face, that he is he's a huge inspiration for that level of integrity.
Mm.
Well, I'd just like to say that it's a pleasure, and I've been following Mike since he came out on Hidden Beach, and my angst at the time before Mike was that there was a beautiful movement called hip hop that largely was being ignored by a lot of my contemporaries and even people that were younger and older than I. And when I heard Mike and when I heard him come out, I was like, he's the one. And the way he mixes everything, you know, from the old school to new school jazz, I mean, everything, he is the embodiment of what I feel that Grover was to me. And as I get older and I look at Mike, and I don't see many cats out there. That's why, you know, I call him the future. And I'm really serious when I say this. The baton is in his hands now. You know, he, Little John Roberts, other people who just are just masters of many different genres. And, you know, I can retire tomorrow and know that this music is in great hands or 10 years from now. And I know Mike is going to carry that torch and take the music higher than people who came before him. And that's just a blessing to know.
Yeah.
Man, I'm like, that's what I'm saying. Like, and what's so crazy about this is that I see the BK Jacksons, who I talk to every 2 days, Jordan Donald. There's a boy out in Portland who's just turned. He was so young that I had to beg the club owner to get him in the club, and then I promised I was going to get him out as soon as we finished playing. And this dude is like Michael Brecker, just all over it. And there's a young movement of musicians who are not thirsty for the marketability, but they are thirsty to respect the art form, and then the stardom comes second. If you put that before, eventually people will find out.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And these young brothers are playing. Like, you know, like I had one of them tried to get up in me. I was like, I had to go home and hit the books myself. I'm like, hey, youngin', slow down there. But I love it. I love it. So I see that lineage, and mind you, let's take music all the way back. There's something called the Negro spiritual where the third was flat, you know, minor. The songs were minor because minor keys are sad songs. So it went two ways. It's either God is going to find a way, which branched in the gospel, or the blues. I don't have no hope. And the music from the contemporary aspect grew from that, branched off into jazz, soul, R&B, rock and roll. Everything culminated from that. So I encourage the younger musicians, the closer to the root you get to, the more effective you're going to be in understanding your horn, understanding the history, and playing anything that you want to.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Mr. Beasley, if you can hold for a few minutes, I have two more calls that I want
to. No, he's going to bounce, man. He's good.
I'm listening now. I'm just listening. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Okay. All right. I want to bring on these other two calls that are holding. Area code 832, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Hello? Okay.
Hey, you got to talk up.
They hung up. All right. Area code 919, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello?
They hung up as well. Okay.
Dang, I'm an intimidating brother. I thought I was intimidating when I opened up for people. And you know me.
Talk to Mike Phillips, my goodness.
I carry some gasoline with me right in my sax case. So right after we finish the show, we look at the next act that's going on and be like, you better do something with that fire, homie. Because I'm not going to put it out for you.
Don't be afraid to call in and talk to Mike. He's not going to bite. Okay, we've got another call. Let's try that.
Yes.
Area code 757. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello, Terry and Mike. This is Cheryl.
Hi. Wow, you sound all corporate, so let me flip it up. Greetings and salutations.
Didn't we already have that conversation?
It's cool. I've been aggregating elsewhere, virtually making it impossible for me to entertain your needs to be loquacious. But I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called Talking Smooth Jazz. And, you know, if I wasn't here, would you leave a grandiloquent utterance at the tone so I can appropriate a response as expeditiously as possible? Would you do that?
This reminds me of the show in Living Color.
The boy is
crazy.
You know,
yeah,
Living Color.
Yeah,
oh boy.
Remember Damon Wayans would do that.
The guy in the prison.
You done spent all that time in prison. You read every book and you learned every word. And you don't know what none of me. Well, the flatulation of the ovaries, right? And they discombobulate. Do you remember?
You can't say that.
All right, let me stop.
I had to call in and say hello to you since you threatened me and told me I better call in and better be in the chat room or something. So, what's up?
Well, thank you for calling. And what you want to talk about? You got me on the line now. How you doing?
What did I tell you?
You got to drop the bottom lip. How you do it? Drop the bottom lip. Drop it.
No, let me talk. You know what? Let me tell y'all something now. Like Prince, right? Like we're rehearsing with Prince, and for some reason, every time he comes around, everybody drops their voice. You know, because he has such a low voice. So even if you have a high pitched voice, Prince will come around and be like, "Hello, everyone. How are you?" And then everybody be like, "Fine, Prince." We drop it's so crazy, it's psychological. So I said to myself one time, I am not going to drop my voice. I'm going to be hype when he comes around. So Prince came and says, "Hi, Michael." I said, "Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?" He said, "Tone it down, please." It felt so crazy, man. You cannot talk to him. So, Cheryl, like when you come on and your voice is so cool, it just subdues everybody. Like, "Hey, Cheryl, how you doing?"
Oh, my gosh.
Terry, remember that now. Okay.
Let me take this other call, Cheryl. Hold on for a minute. Area code 760. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hi. Who's this?
I'm in the chat. I'm Vic Thumper.
Hey, Vic. Welcome to the show.
What up, man? What's good, man?
Nothing much. I call myself Vic Thumper because I play bass. But
Yeah, I figured that thumb be up and down on that string with Thumper. I feel you, baby.
See, the thing is, what I love what you said, though, you see the talent in the youth, and then you get them out there, and you show them things, and that's what I do, too, man. And that kids need to find something that they like. They love music. They like the bass and music. There's some kids around here. I got some guitars. We sit around. We mess around with the parents' permission. It's good to share that with the kids, man. I mean, it's so important. And
yeah,
I just want to give you props on that.
Thank you, man. Thank you, because, you know, you look at municipal government now. It's funny how y'all can pay $2,200 for a toilet seat, which could have been five instruments.
Thank you.
Mm. The priorities are all mixed up, and we know how creativity and music helps, even in SAT scores. These studies are old, and they work. So if the school system, if they're running out of money, then we're going to have to find a way to tap into the private sector. But music with these kids and them having the opportunity of playing, that cannot die by any means necessary. So thank you for the call, man. Keep on doing what you're doing too, man. It's really essential.
And, you know, and I like your style of play, too. I'm not going to – they pump your head up enough. I'm not going to say too much more about you, but you're a very talented brother, man.
Man, thank you, man. Keep on thumping, brother.
Most def. All right.
All right.
Thank you, Vic.
Thanks, Vic. And you know what, Mike? And the thing I love about you is you really, as we talked before, you said you keep it 100 with everything. 100 all the way down. And we talked to Ryan Kilgore this weekend. And he told us the story about how you hooked him up with Stevie Wonder, man. And it was so a good story because it's like you do believe in helping these younger artists come up and give them the opportunity to do their thing, you know, without having that ego of not, of kind of like blocking them the way that some of these guys do out here.
Yeah, and, you know, and Ryan, you know, Ryan told you the great stories, but he didn't tell you how I took him to New York and put him in Jay-Z's band. And then he was straight, and then all of a sudden he got sent home. I'm like, why? Because some other horn player said that, you know, they were a section and they didn't want another horn player. Cool. So then I sent him, you know, on another audition, and then he, you know, something happened and they cut the budget and they didn't use horns for, I think it was Puffy or somebody like that. So he's getting sent home. So Ryan had this conversation with me, and I said to him, those things didn't happen because it wasn't meant to be. So now I'm on the road with Prince, and I can't play with Stevie. So I brought Ryan out to Vegas, and I taught him every last Stevie part. I mean, we spent hours upon hours. I said, bring a tape recorder. And usually how those gigs work, if I can't do them, then the next person in line does them. So it's a click. And then new people never get a chance to break in. So what I did is I called Stevie personally. I said, Stevie, I got the replacement. Don't go down the depth chart. I said, I got my replacement. I taught him all the parts and fly him out there. And if he doesn't cut it, then you can get rid of me. Sure enough, Ryan has impressed him, and he's been playing with Stevie for 3 years. And
3 years.
Literally, I've been so happy that now I get to see a baton handed, and when he just posted a picture of him, he was in Germany or something, and he was on the front page of the paper, and my heart lights up when not only I can be a quarterback and pass somebody the ball. Passing it is one thing, but watching them run and score a touchdown, that's a whole nother joy. So I'm happy. I'm truly happy for him.
And the fact that Stevie went by, you know, he trusted you to send someone to play. And because I asked Ryan, did even though you referred him to Stevie, did he have to audition? And he said he didn't. You know, it was on your word that he accepted Ryan into the band. So I thought that was cool as well. Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, big up to Ryan. I love that little kid, man. That's my little kid right there.
He was. I really enjoyed. We enjoyed talking to him. It was a lot of fun talking to him.
Hello.
His CD is good. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to say. That's just me. This is Walter. I just want to say I got
to
go to bed. Speaking of older artists.
You old.
Hell, I think all right. I was in the studio all day. I just want to say, Mike, have a great interview. I'm gonna listen to the rest of it too. But I just want to get
out
and say, you know, have a great one, man. And y'all, thank you. Blog Talk Radio for doing this, and Mike is the future, and I love him, and I'll take you soon, dog.
All right, y'all. I'll see you later, homie.
All right, Walt.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, Mike, let's get to some music.
Beautiful.
Let's see here. Let's just go ahead and start with the Picture Me Rolling. Tell me about this one.
Picture Me Rolling is just a, it's a song that reminds me of Boogie on Reggae Woman, bass line, funky, and the harmonica solo. Funny story, we had to do a couple takes of this because Stevie, God bless his soul, not being able to see, he kept on getting into it and bumping into the microphone with the harmonica.
Oh.
So I'm like, so we're listening back to the track, and you hear the microphone knocking against the harmonica. I'm like, brother, we got to do this over. And on about the fourth time, because he gets excited, you know how he moves from side
mm-hmm.
to side. So mm-hmm. harmonica's banging, boing, boing, boing. I'm like, Stevie, you got to, like, just stay still. So he finally got it, and may I tell you, like, it was just a pleasure doing the song with him, and it's an honor to have someone of this caliber, of not just a great musician, but just a great person, and the track feels good. So, I mean, check this out. It's called Picture Me Rolling.
Okay, I don't know what happened to the music.
It was a
Mike,
spooky joke. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, I apologize. I don't know what happened.
Well, y'all cut it off right before Stevie's solo.
No,
let
it went off on his own.
Let me call Stevie now. Let me see if he y'all playing him out, man.
It went off on his own. I promise you, I didn't do it.
I am calling him right now.
I
already sent him a message and told him to call in.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, while you do that, let me take this call. Area code 910, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello, this is Dion the Jazz Lady. How are you?
Hello, Dion. How are you?
Hey, what's up? My tattoo partner was good.
What's up, Mike? I'm getting ready for this weekend, but we won't talk about that. I just want to talk about the song you all were playing because it broke on me. Picture Me Rolling. I'm loving that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It just stopped playing.
Yeah, Dick. Well, yeah, Dick. I'm listening
conspiracy.
To
the I think that Mike sent us the bootleg version of his MP3 album.
I'm going to bootleg my old album. But... Yo, I mean, no, quick story. I was in the barbershop in the hood, right? So, you know, this guy comes in. I'm getting my hair cut. True story, I swear to you. So this dude comes in, and he said, I got CD Man. You know CD Man who burns everything and sells in the barbershop. He said, yo, man, I got this hot new, this Mike Phillips. So mind you, I'm getting my hair cut, and I'm looking at this dude like, is he bootlegging my own stuff to me? So he goes in his bag and pulls out an unwrapped and a Mike Phillips. I think it was Unwrapped 3 or something like that. And I think it was You've Reached Mike Phillips. So then he gives me the You've Reached Mike Phillips, and then I put the CD to my face and looked at him, and he looked at me, and he, the look on his face was so priceless.
Oh, Lord. Too funny.
I swear to you.
What did you tell him?
I said, yo, homie, you taking food out of my mouth, man. I mean, as funny as the story is, you know, I don't go to supermarkets and just take food or groceries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that. So it is, I encourage everybody to don't download from torrents and all of this stuff, just giving our music away. But iTunes, legitimate sources, we know that now there's not retail like it used to be back in the day. So, I mean, you still have, if you want physical product, you can hit up Amazon. If you want the digital product to go straight to your MP3 player, iTunes. So, you know, please just help me out and just get the product the right way.
I appreciate that because I won't burn for people. I will buy it. And if I want it, I'll buy multiple copies. I preloaded and pre-ordered MP3, brought 5 copies.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate your support.
I mean, that's what you do. You support your artists. You support your promoters if they're good promoters, you know, with their shows. And, you know, I'm supporting Blog Talk Radio. I had to get in on this just to listen, to hear about it. You know, from you straight up, what's going on with MP3 and the impact it's going to make on music. And it's making an impact already.
Well, you know what? I've listened to Blog Talk and then listened to Ryan Kilgore and a couple other artists. And let me tell you something. You know, there's sometimes, you know, people never have the opportunity to be heard or have a audience. And I'm truly happy that, you know, there's a scripture that says, without a vision, the people perish. And to have a vision of doing something where it can give these artists, such myself, the big ones and the ones that are not that big, the opportunity to be heard, I think it's admirable, and I commend Terry and Mike for really stepping up and doing something to keep jazz alive.
Oh, absolutely. I thank them. How you doing, Mike? You hanging in there tonight?
What's going on with you? How you doing tonight, Dion? You all
right? I'm doing fine. I'm not sitting here drinking them tankini things you guys were talking about, right?
Yo, those BCTs are going, oh, what you talking about?
Oh, man, you crazy.
You guys talking about drinking. I'm like, get out of here. But anyway, I'm going to sit back and listen to the rest of you all's conversation because I'm learning a lot. I got a show to do this weekend. So I thank you, Mike. I'll stay in touch. I'll talk to you soon. But I'm just going to sit back and listen and absorb all this MP3 I'm listening to.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. One more call, and then we're going to try another song. Area code 503. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Yes, I was trying to picture myself rolling, but the song went off.
I know, I'm sorry. Who's calling, please?
I know who it is.
Oh, man.
It is. No, hold up. Let me introduce him. This is the guy who is the star, the trumpet star on Unwrapped 7, Mr. Farnell Newton.
Oh, welcome,
Farnell.
What's
going on, Farnell?
What's up?
What's going on, brother?
Not too much. Just relaxing.
That's cool, man. He's calling all the way from Portland. You over in Portland, right? Yes.
Portland, Oregon.
Farnell is he's in my band and one of the most talented trumpet players I've played with, man. I'm blessed to have a guy of his caliber playing with me, man. You sound good on that Unwrapped. You guys are on the number 3 record in the country right now, contemporary jazz. How you feel?
We trying to get it in. I feel good. I'm trying to get my own, smooth jazz show soon. So I'm trying to get it in.
Oh, that's what's
up,
man.
You know what?
You're working on yours, right? You're working on your CD now, right, Farnell?
Yeah, I'm working on mine now, yeah.
Okay, okay, cool, yeah. I'll definitely have you on, man, once you finish and everything. You know, definitely, because I know it's going to be hot. We talked about it before, so I know it's going to be hot, yeah. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, so Mike, I got a question.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
What do you think about all of these artists out here who are kind of regurgitating your style?
Oh man.
Or is that for the next episode?
Well, just put it this way, man. Like, I think if something is duplicated, then it's, you know, they appreciate what they hear. So, like, you know, like in hip hop culture, you know, if you say something that somebody else say, that's a no-no, because we call that biting rhymes, you know. So if someone makes up the rhyme, you know, and then somebody else says it, like, in their own rhyme, then you're like, uh-oh, no, you can't do that. But I think in jazz, it's a little bit different because, like, it's just crazy. Ella has sung every note. Train has played, between Train, Parker, and Cannonball, they've played every passage that we all want to play. So now, if we all, in a certain extent, have to study from them and then regurgitate it. But the key is, how much of your DNA, and this is what Miles was about. He was about the past, but he pushed it forward and sprinkled a gang of his DNA on it. It's almost like gumbo. We have the ingredients, but the biggest ingredients are the things of what makes you who you are. So, you know, obviously in 1996, you know, I started this thing where I put the vocoder to my mouth and played it with the iwi, and guess what? That came from me playing with Blackstreet. Roger Troutman taught Teddy how to do the vocoder. And, you know, so you see the lineage from Roger Teddy, and then I'm playing with Teddy, and I'm like, how you do that? And then Teddy taught me. So then now if these kids coming up, if they do it, then it's cool. Just take it to another place. That's all I ask you.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Well, Mr. Farnell Newton, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in. And definitely contact
much.
Us when your CD drops.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be the Farnell. Save me 32 bars. I need to be on that one, man.
Hey, I'm still trying to think of the name. I have a song specially named for you. It's going to be The Rooster. That's
the. Oh, okay. Now you crazy, man. Get off my phone. I mean, Office Smooth Jazz phone. Just
see y'all
just
later.
Like Officer MP3 said, man, put some clothes on.
You know what? That's it.
See?
Y'all have a good one.
All right, later.
All right. Thank you, Farnell. Okay.
And Mike, I want to ask you before we get into some more music. Like I said, you mentioned Marcus Miller. But you also got some other guests, in addition to Marcus and Steve. You got Norman Brown, you got Andre Cowboy Allen, and you got somebody, man, I love, I said, hold on, man, this can't be Jamal. Jamal, did you think I can get Jamal from Illegal? From Death Squad? From Death Squad? The rapper?
No, this is the hip-hop Jamal.
Right, okay, that's what I'm talking about, right.
Yeah,
I'm like,
so, and you know what, like, I love the big artists, you know, Stevie. Now, let's take, for instance, Stevie's song. Stevie plays the solo. I have to come back and play something emphatic because I cannot let people, how can I say, kick me around on my own record.
Okay, you're
no,
right.
No, seriously, because...
Yeah, but you're right.
I tell you, the hustle now is, okay, let me get a big name, and I just sit back and let their marketability proves me to the musical promised land of where I'm trying to, what market I'm trying to get to. So, you know, we have this thing now where you have a vocal track and then I'll feature somebody, but I'm way in the background. You don't even know it's me and I'm sitting around. That's just like, you know, to me, it's a little bit, you know, I don't know about that because you know, we all have to express ourselves through the music, but you cannot let someone take over your track. So, like, when Stevie plays, it's cool you play their solo, but I went back in and I had to structure another solo that took it to another level. Even with Marcus Miller, Marcus Miller played his bass solo, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. He is whooping my behind on my song, and I can't make that happen. So even MP3 got a gang of guests. The record, I will not allow myself to sit back and just coast off of the marketability of a Norman, of a Stevie, of a Marcus, of a Natalie, and just think that's good enough. Because if I'm not playing on these records and giving my soul, heart, blood, sweat, and tears on these tracks, then it's almost like musical blasphemy to me, where I'm just sitting down and I'm not doing nothing, but I'm getting the shine. No, no, no. Even Stevie might be Stevie, but even when Do I Do, when Stevie and Dizzy was going back and forth, you know, even though Dizzy was older, Stevie was whooping on him. Dizzy was cool. He wasn't the Dizzy of 65, 66, but Dizzy was still playing. But the thing is, like, when you have guests, just make sure that you're not sitting down and sitting back and just letting them just do your record.
And that's
my view too. I mean, people's view might differ, but I'm not gonna let somebody run up on my track and they be the center, because this record is called MP3 for a reason. We're not doing compilation records. We are doing records where you invite other artists to cross-pollinate ideas so both of them could do something that's comparable on a high level together.
I'm gonna get back to some music, but I have two questions in the chat room for you, Mike. Andrew Harris, I'm sorry, Journeys and Travel would like to know if you will do one of your shows online so that they can see you perform at a festival.
Yeah, 100%. I'll even set up the Mac and have my air card and tell everybody to log on, and I'll have someone just hold it and go through the. Yeah, I'll definitely do that. I was thinking about that too, seriously.
Okay. And then Loving It in the chat room, she would like to, or I'm not sure if that's a male or a female, but they would like to know that you just put this CD out, they're saying that, I know he just put out this new CD and has not put out one in a while, 5 years, I think. Will you wait another 5 years to do another CD?
Oh, man. I'm pretty much leaning towards letting my direction, because there's no doubt about it that I'm going to reinvent myself.
Mm-hmm.
How long that takes, how much I learn in life and how that's going to reflect in my music, there's no timer to that. Because, see, MP3 wouldn't be ready if I didn't get those experiences from Stevie and Prince and me practicing sometimes 3 hours, 4 hours a day, I wouldn't be able to birth this. So, like, my next reinvention, wherever I might go, it might be acoustic album with me doing straight ahead. It might be something on the realm of the Chick Corea electric band or whatever it might be. I have to wait for maturation of who I am to come to fruition so the art can begin as it pertains to my reinvention.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's try another
song. You want to play, Terry? This song won't work this time? Let me find out.
I hope so. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Truly, I am.
I'm going to Officer MP3 on you.
You're so wrong. Cheryl requested 7 Days in Paradise, so that's what I'm playing next. Is there a story behind this one?
I wanted this to be different. You look at everything is in 4/4. This is different harmonically, melodically, polyrhythms, percussion. Mnyongo Jackson, who also played for Miles Davis, is on this, as well as Marcus Miller. So I'm on my Yellow Jackets grind, my Weather Report, my Spyro Gyra. This is, you know, if if I'm flexible like that, well, why not do it on the record? Why everything has to be in 4/4 and stacked harmonies and sounding radio friendly? And no. This is about 7/4 polyrhythms, then going from 7/4 to 8/4, then back to 7/4, back to the chorus. So harmonies. I love the intricacy of music when you're free and you're not bound by genre. So this is one of those songs where I did it because I can.
Okay.
So it's seven Days of Paradise.
All right, keeping fingers crossed this plays all the way through. Okay.
Well,
I guess we're doing
snippets. That's cool, though.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. I think it's what I have to do is upload the music into the system, into Blog Talk Radio's player. And I'm thinking it's an upload issue with Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that's all right. We just gave you a snippet. So if y'all want the long version, you got to get the album. It's all good.
Oh,
see, it works out.
Let's use
the mishaps into our advantages. Man, y'all just got teased. Now you just got the first one. Come on, it's all good. You want
to
tease them with another track?
Let's tease them some more.
What you say?
You got a volume 7 track? A volume 7 track from the Unwrapped CD.
Yes, I have that. Okay, Mike, I'll let you pick from that, from Unwrapped 7. I have them all loaded, so I'll let you pick one.
I love the one that I Can't Believe It with featuring Fernell Newton, aka the Professor, and Trey Ely, who is one of the most soulful flute players I've come across. Man, I mean, him and Najee, and Hubert Laws, I mean, I'm good on flute now. Those three guys, and he's the young gunner out of the group, so
That's right.
Yeah, Trey Ely. Yeah,
okay.
He's one of those guys. Yeah,
and
so I can't believe
it. Which song is that?
I Can't Believe It.
Oh, I Can't Believe It. Okay.
Yeah, I can't believe that this music ain't playing.
I can't either. I have a problem with this. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, how about I dedicate this to you?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Play the music, Terry. Play the music before you
take
that
down. Can't believe it. Oh,
yeah.
Keep your fingers crossed. This is Can't Believe It.
I'm done crossing my fingers.
I'm she all on me. I think you want that. I can't believe it. She all on me. I think she want me.
Right, that was I Can't Believe It from the Unwrapped Volume 7 series.
That was hot right there. I love that one.
Yeah, Trey Ely and Fernell the Professor Newton. Boy, those youngins be playing. Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. That was God. That was good. That was good. Again, I apologize, Mike, for your music not playing all the way through. I don't know what's going on. I can't believe it.
Anytime you start talking about that music, I'm just going to start singing to you. What'd you say, Terry?
Nothing.
I can't believe it.
Oh, God.
Now, Mike,
okay.
Let me ask you, hold
on one moment. I have three calls. Let me take these calls. Hold on.
Come on, let's extend the show. Come on, let's go.
Okay, cool.
Area code 305, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How's everyone?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Tanya.
Welcome to the show, Tanya.
Thank you. What's up, Tanya?
How you doing?
Nothing much. I'm real excited to be listening to the show. I actually live in Atlanta, so you're going to be here this week, right?
Yeah, I have a release party tomorrow at the Lowe's Hotel, sponsored by Lowe's and Renee Miller, and that is free. You know how Pookie, Ray Ray, Nook Nook, and them, they love free stuff. Come on in.
Hey, Michael.
And how about Wednesday Wind Down? Are you going to be at Wednesday Wind Down?
I am sure going to be there, and it's going to be cool. I'm going on at 7. I think Marcus Johnson is opening for me, so, yeah, I'll be there. CD will be there, and I cannot wait to play.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm coming out. I work close by there. I'm coming over. I'm so excited. This is like making my week, and I caught the end of Walter Beasley, too, so I don't even know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. This is really nice.
Oh, that is what's up. I got some of the CNN anchors. They're coming over, right? John Lemon and Tony Harris from CNN, they're coming right across the street. So CNN and Turner, they're going to be in the house tomorrow.
My goodness. Okay. Well, I just wanted to call in and say hello. I love your music.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay. So Wednesday at the show, say, hey, Tanya. You know, I was sad.
I'm going to yell at you like, Rasputin, how you doing?
See that? And I'm going to throw it right back. Okay.
You want to see a skinny dude go down the slide? I'll show you.
Oh, see? See?
All right, let me.
Movie. Okay.
All right, later.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.
All right.
Good night. Bye-bye. Area code 850, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello, what's good?
I know who this is.
Okay.
Who is it?
I know who you are, youngin.
All right. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with the iTunes versions, the previews of the tunes, man.
Tell me who you are. What's your name?
My name is Dave Stewart.
All right,
what up, man?
What's good, bro?
How you feel, brother?
Everything's good, man. Your album sounded great, man. I just had a little question for you.
What's up?
I just want you to talk to the young people and just tell them how important it is and how much time it actually takes. You know, a lot of people that don't know you, how long you've been in the game, you know, they see these records come out, and they're like, oh, cool, you know, and everyone kind of wants to record and, you know, take their photo shoots. But just if you don't mind, just talk about the importance of practice and getting the music right. You know, pictures and a website and social networking, all that's great.
Yeah, you know what? I think, and first of all, Dave, I'm a big fan of your playing. Dave Stewart is one of the phenomenal horn players who will play circles around anybody in this smooth jazz industry. Seriously, I'm not even playing. I don't give ringing endorsements like that. So getting back to your question, it's you're like it's almost like you're a corporation, and in this one building, in this one building, you have accounts receivable, accounts payable, marketing, promotion, creative services. You're your own corporation, so all of these different things you have to deal with, and then the business, because now this record business, now that the labels don't have the money like they used to create musical icons, guess what? You got to put your record on your back, save some capital, and do it yourself. So it's, you know, these things take a minute. You know, I mean, I've been grinding with Blackstreet for years, played with Mary J. Blige, stuff that people don't even know. When I pull out these videos, they say, oh, my God, I didn't know you did that, because people just see the records that come out. But, man, like, it's a constant grind. And even now, it's a constant grind. I'm not a star by far. I'm not the Walmart of jazz. I am a what you call a boutique shop who has created music for people that have a discriminating taste, and then we just grow it. Now, if I franchise, it's cool, but I'm starting small. So if there's any advice that I'll give a musician out there is build your brand from all levels, and that even includes the creative level. So as much as you social network and want to take pictures and put on your little dark glasses and look fly, I hope you're playing some changes too.
Well, that's my thing. And I mean, you know, doing it for a while, you see how much attention to detail you have to pay on, like you said, every facet of the business. But the most important thing is the music, because what good is it you market it and a million people listen to your record and they think it sounds bad?
Yeah, and then not even that, but we go to Kansas City in the Straight Ahead Club and you can't even play Killer Joe.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
It starts with the integrity of the art form, and the only question people would like, the young saxophone players ask me now is like, oh my God, how did you get signed with Nike and Jordan? And it's that's not the point. I've got there because of the music, and I made an impact on someone who makes a decision to sign me. But it has nothing to do with what business plan did I deliver to Nike and who did you talk to, because I want to talk to them too, because I want to. It doesn't work like that. So, Dave, I tell you and every other young brother out there, the time has changed, and it's a different climate, where when the big boys back in the days had the guns of the money to kind of like push them forward in the industry, now that money's not there, and what it does is create an even playing field for you to get out there and do your thing effectively.
Yeah, but I think effectively is the operative word. You know, you can't jump out there now unless it's going to be a strong, valiant effort.
Yeah, I mean, you can't walk into a jump rope. When you're playing double dutch, you got to time it and get in that rope. If you want to walk into it, you get your face hit.
All right. Well, on another note, what do you think about Miami Heat, man?
I tell you one thing. I was just talking to Alonzo Mourning, and Alonzo Mourning, he was just like, talking about LeBron, and you know, he was like, well, when he made this decision, he said, I'm going to take my efforts to South Beach. Alonzo was like, hey, brother, there's more to Miami than South Beach. So just him saying that, no, listen, I'm going to take my efforts to South Beach. He's focused on South Beach, which is the shine and the glitter and the fly girls and the songs on the beach. Young fella, and I know LeBron personally, you got to stay focused. Forget South Beach and forget everything else. But we really, really got to get that ring.
Okay. All right, Mr. Dave Stewart, I'm sorry, but I have to let you go. I have another call holding, and I want to try to get back to some music here before we let Mike go.
Don't let me go. Let's go to 12 o'clock. Stop playing. Let's go. Come on.
Hello? All
right.
Okay, Dave?
Hello,
Dave, you there?
Hello.
Okay, what's up, y'all?
All right. So, Mike, this is what we're going to do, and let me know what you think. Cheryl has offered to play a song over the phone.
Ooh, I'm about to do an Officer MP3 on y'all right now.
I'm scared to play another song. I'm scared to
play another song. Yeah, just go ahead and play it. That's it.
Just
yeah.
play it. And if it stops, then it's the teaser.
That's
it
right.
works out better for me because people don't get to hear the whole thing. They get teased,
that's
and
right,
that's a great. yeah, it's all good. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, just play it.
All right, well, let's do that then. Let's go with another song from the MP3 CD. Oh, golly. Okay, we're going to try Stay a While. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Uh-huh.
All right, come on. Let me pull it up here. Stay a While. Here we go.
Come on, turn on your record player. Right on time. That was Stay a While. You see, well, I was about to get into the second verse, and you can get it from iTunes or Amazon. It's cool, Terry. Don't worry about it. We could.
I want to let you know that Gail White from Sacramento is in the chat room, Mike, and she says hello.
Hi, Gail. How you doing? What's up, Mike?
I was going to ask you, you know, you got all these guys on the album, but when you first decided to do this album, what was your process in picking who you wanted to have on it?
I had to listen to the track and then understand the person. I got to hear what I want to hear on it and see the person who can deliver that. Now, say, for instance, 7 Days in Paradise, that's very Chaco Pastores, Afro-Cuban rhythmic type of thing. So one of the guys that can play fretless like Jaco, like nobody else, is Marcus Miller. So once again, my intention is not just to have a person on the track, but they have to be able to execute the sound that I want to come to fruition.
Okay. All right. I have another phone call for you. Area code 914. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is for Mike Phillips. What makes MP3 so different from the, you know, the smooth cats that's out there now?
I think it's different because, like, I need to stretch the boundaries. So all right, so let's look at the two extremes of the record. I got one joint that's hip-hop and banging, but then I have something that's straight Yellow Jackets and Weather Report. And then I look at those two extremes, and then I put everything else in between those extremes. Now, I have to find out, okay, if I'm straight-up hip-hop on one end and then very Weather Report, the Yellow Jackets track on the other end, then what's going to be in between that? And so I fill in what's in between those extremes from the things that
I authentically have been through. Now, mind you, now let's take this for example. Now, you remember that in the days of hip hop, how they had what you call corporately engineered people. You know, what's the word I'm trying to look for? Corporately engineered like collaborations. So.
Yeah.
If Jay-Z was in New York and Genuine, I mean, or one of the Dirty South rappers was down in New Orleans, the dudes in New Orleans wasn't selling records up in New York, so what they do is they pay Jay-Z a whole bunch of money and tell him to get on the track, and all of a sudden, you know, Juvie, you know, Juvenile, that's exactly what happened. Like, they called Jay-Z to do a track, and then all of a sudden... it got
he's
on the charts. This is happening in jazz now, where people are doing corporately engineered collaborations for the sake of market growth and not because these things are engineered because of creativity. So if a guy is hot, you put him on your track, and then you'll be hot. And,
I've been a fan, man, from the beginning of time, man, so... Just letting you know, man. Keep doing your thing, and it's your nephew talking, man. So,
I know, man. I love you, man.
Love
What's
you
your
too,
name,
Mike? This Chris coming out of Mount Vernon.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
I'm gonna be listening to the show, Mike, man. Congratulations. All right. I'm gonna get that tomorrow.
All right. That's love, man. I'll with you later.
All right, man.
Now, Mike, can the CD be pre-ordered tonight?
You can pre-order it, or you can, when does it go on live on iTunes, like 12 o'clock or something like that?
Oh, okay.
Probably
you can pre-order it, or you can, it can go live on iTunes, or Amazon, you know, you can pre-order it on Amazon. I want people to really get the blood, sweat, and tears. You know, even Hidden Beach tried to rush me. My own label tried to give me a direction and try to rush me, and I told them no. Like, when Da Vinci was doing his art, did anybody consult him? No. Like, he didn't have a consultant. What he did is he put out the art, and we still look at it. You know, when Coltrane and those guys went through the Harlem Renaissance and cooked up bebop, did they consult somebody because of airplay or genre? No, they did it because it was a part of what was in their hearts. And I just want contemporary jazz to wake up out of this corporate cocoon that it's in and get back to the business of being creative with no intention except to be the best music that you can be, just like early George Duke, Stanley Clark, Grover, that tough stuff. This stuff can literally get back to there if people stop worrying about chart position and where they're going to land and how they're going to get booked. If your music is great, your brand will be great. If your brand is great, then you'll be able to eventually work without always worrying about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have another call. Area code 310, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Yeah, can I get Mike Phillips on the phone, please? Mike Philly Phil is what I call him.
What up, man? Phil Phil.
What's up, family?
Man, first of all, I know these voices. Coco Brown is one of the hottest poets.
Yeah. What's happening, Coco Brown?
What's up, family?
I got to show love to Coco Brown. Coco Brown is one of the hottest poets. He's featured on so many daggone McDonald's commercials, and he did Lyric Cafe with me, and, man, he's just a pleasure, man. And, you know, Coco can spit rhymes too, man. I'm like Biggie and Pac, yo, please believe me, I'm hot. The girls like MP3, whether you like it or not, because I got the game on lock, similar to them cops on NYPD. When you try to see me, you want that Mike Philly CD, but it's not for free because I work too hard for my royalty. And when I get off the stage, they ask, how do he just burn, baby, burn like a blank CD?
And he goes serious like that every time I'm on a stage with him too. So, hey man, I hate to interrupt you on your own show while you're doing what you do best, but this moment is not talking about what I do. This moment is about you, my brother, in celebration of artists doing their thing. I lift you up literally for being a pioneer and taking from hip hop, blues, rock, and every other genre that they classify that don't need to be classified and putting into the context of what contemporary jazz is, man. So MP3, this is a big night. The night before you do your thing and the world receives your new offerings, I just had to call you and salute you and lift you up real big, man. You know, it's family. And just everybody listening, go get it. I know he put his heart and soul into it, so it's just love, family.
Man, thank you so much, man.
Coco, I was going to say real fast, man. Like I said, love what you did with the Sundress song. And you
got
to get up with us, man, so we can get you on the show and talk to you about that CD. Because that CD is hot. That Fat Cat Players is one of my best CDs, man. And I don't know what happened. Why you guys didn't come back with round two, man?
Well, you know what? I'm going to keep it real simple like this right here. In the spirit of this is MP3 night.
No, Coco, spit.
I'm
going to
beg
spit.
You. Huh?
No, tell them right quick.
The short answer is, man, just like Mike Phillips said, you know, sometimes people that are passionate about the music, we get caught up in a cycle where everybody's focused on crunching numbers and doing different things. And I'll be honest, temporarily, I fell out of love with the music business. And I was going to release another album. I kind of went working off and on, working on several ventures. But for me personally, I enjoy seeing music exist. So I've worked in the shadows still to contribute to great music. You know what I'm saying? I do some ghostwriting here and I do some other things or what have you. And right now I'm on the cusp of releasing another album to support it, mostly because real artists like Mike Phillips have been encouraging and they're always inspiring people to be serious about the art. And I fell by the wayside and kind of got caught up in that like a couple of other people. But the music and what I did with that album, it had nothing to do with record sales. At the end of the day, my platinum was seeing people fulfilled and being touched by something I did with music. You see what I'm saying? And that's why I know Mike Phillips is. But right now, I'm back in that zone, so get ready.
Okay, I'm ready, baby. And I got to tell you, man, that cat with the funky violin, Mark, what's his name, Mark Elliott?
Yeah,
that thing was fire, man.
Most definitely.
Yeah, that was organic.
We would love to have you on the show. We would love to have you on.
I know this is Mike's thing. But I gotta
tell
you.
And
Mike, I have calls holding.
Okay, let me just pass to Coco. I mean, this real fast. I've seen you guys at the Capitol Jazz Fest at Bull Run Park when you guys opened up, and I swear to God, that was the best performance that I've seen at the Capitol Jazz Fest in a long time, man. You guys ripped it, I swear.
Well, you know what, man? Call them and let them know, man, because the band has been performing. And, you know, we were blessed, man. I got to share this part in the spirit of that because Mike Phillips doesn't do this often at his level. You know, Mike's, you know, from Prince, Stevie, or whatever. I just want people to know that even with my band over the past several years, we've done gigs. We've done Essences and Tom Joyner Cruises and different select gigs. Mike Philly, in between his album, Mike Philly would just say, hey, man, where y'all playing? Mike would come and jump on the stage with the Fat Cat Player. So Mike Phillips is an official honorary Fat Cat Player.
Let me tell you now, like, the Smooth Jazz Cats, and I love them, and, you know, they're trying to cross over into a little urban thing, and I get it, and I understand it. But the only person I see on the Tom Joyner Cruise, which is the pinnacle of urban cruises, entertainment, whatever, you Fat Cat Players or Mike Philly.
Yeah.
I mean,
let's go.
Coco did the cruise like about 7 years. I did it 6 years in a row. Me, Coco, and Lamont from Lamont Rucker from Why Did I Get Married, the movie.
Exactly.
We are the 3-on-3 champions of basketball.
Oh,
the reigning champions.
And Coco Brown is Coco Brown. And Coco Brown is the MVP. So, like, don't think that we punks, we just got these instruments and Lamont acts, and then Coco does poetry. I mean, we got it in. Coco, did we do our thing or what?
Hey, MP3 was for the way Mike Philly rained trees on cats and Tom Jordan. That's the MP3, that's the other meaning of it. It's on all kind of levels.
Yeah, man, all levels. Yo, Coco, thank you, man. Love you, brother.
Love you too, my brother. Hey, salute you guys. Call me whenever you need to. Mike Philly has all of my info. Be blessed with your show. And, hey, good
thank
luck tomorrow,
so
Mike.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
Okay, family. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, I have two more calls holding. If we can take these calls.
We can do whatever. It's all good. Trust me.
Okay. Area code 954. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be on.
Thank you for holding.
Thank you. Listen, Mike, it arrived today, brother. Signed, sealed, delivered. And I appreciate it very, very much. I've been waiting so long, brother. Definitely. Listen, also, on Facebook the other day, you mentioned that on your next joint, you might consider doing a cover on something that's suggested from folks on Facebook. And I suggested maybe Alabama, Trains Alabama, just with
yeah,
all
you
the
know
Facebook.
What?
Man,
yeah, you know what? That's
that
correct. And you know what? I'm a different cat. I would love to do something like that. Seriously.
Yeah, brother.
Because I don't think that's been done like from a jazz perspective.
I know. And dig it. It needs to be done, brother. This is Vernon from Fort Lauderdale. I just had to say thanks again for MP3 and keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Man, thank you so much, man. Nothing but love, man.
Thank you, Vernon.
Bro.
All right, later.
All right. Okay, next caller, area code 918. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, and thank you for holding.
Mr. Mike Phillips, congratulations, Don Jackson and everybody here in Oklahoma.
I cannot wait to get.
And we can't wait to have you here next month on the 28th. I mean, the buzz is just going crazy right now. So, once again, we just want to salute you, my man.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and I am looking forward. You know, Tulsa, you know, every time, it's going to be hard getting back into Tulsa because, you know, Wayman, I used to basically live with Wayman. I stayed with Wayman for about 6 weeks until we finished the record. You know, slept in the studio, on the floor. He kicked Danielle out the bed and let me sleep in there. I cannot wait to get to back Tulsa and see everybody in the Tisdale family, and they're going to finally see, you know, the maturation of Mike Philly, you know, Wayman's little kid that he brought to Hidden Beach, and Wayman, you know, literally said, Steve, sign him. And in about 2 weeks, I had my deal with Hidden Beach, and I was the second artist signed after Jill Scott. And, man, coming back to Tulsa, it's not going to be bittersweet. It's going to be sweet because without this man having the guidance of what Wayman did, then this wouldn't be. You know, God puts people in your life for a specific reason, mm-hmm. and when they come in that time, you have to shut up, learn, listen, and understand why they exist. With Wayman, I knew why he existed in my life. He's blessed other people. So now I have to do the same. And when I come to Tulsa, I am going to make it all pour out. Like if Wayman was standing next to me, like, get him. He used to say back in the day, get him, young fella, remember? Get him, young fella.
That's it.
And, Don, I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
For those of you who don't know, Don is the brother of Eldridge Jackson, and he plays saxophone. I wanted to know if Eldridge is working on new music.
Absolutely.
Okay. I cannot wait to hear that. That is my
and
dude.
And we want to have him back on the show as well.
Absolutely. And get ready for, I know this is Mike's night, but get ready for Robert Wilson of the Gap Band. He is coming.
Oh.
Okay. Whoa.
Cool.
So y'all bringing that Tulsa funk back in, huh?
We're bringing that Tulsa funk back.
People, you know, they sit around and they talk about Ohio's the funkiest place. And I feel you, but that Gap Band, Tulsa, that little belt down there in Oklahoma, it was a time when y'all was like just ruling it.
Man, so big up to Charlie, Uncle Charlie, which is my boy. Answer your phone.
Oh, he put on an awesome, awesome concert at Jazz Fest West. Charlie Wilson killed it. He killed it at Jazz Fest West.
You want to know? You want to know why he killed it? Because he's authentically urban.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
He's authentic. Like, you know, you have cats that have moments in their shows where it feels good and it's funky,
mm-hmm.
but Charlie comes from, you see, and this is my point, the closer you are to the root of the tree,
mm-hmm.
the more effective you'll be. I don't care. You cannot corporately reproduce what being funky is about. So Charlie, the reason why that show resonated so much, because he, you know, he understands it. It's not just something that's duplicated. It's something that's done. For being funky is a way of life. So, I mean, big up to Charlie, Uncle Charlie. I love you, man. I'm going to hit you up in a minute, man. Answer your phone.
Okay.
Once again, Mike, congratulations, man, and look forward to seeing you next month.
All right, Don. I'll get up with you later, yo. We're sending that music to the band, too, so we're going to be good.
I do.
Thank
all right,
you, Don. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. Do I dare play another snippet, or should I play something from Unwrap?
You got to play a Mike Philly joint. Let me rephrase that. Play a Mike Philly snippet.
Okay. Well, how about... oh, my goodness. Let's see. What do I want to play? Mike, you want to pick something?
Oh, man, I would like Time of Your Life.
Okay.
Yeah, Time of Your Life. I mean, we've been through a lot lately, foreclosures, CNN and Fox said it was a depression and bank bailouts. Time of Your Life is one of those inspirational songs where, you know, today can be the time of your life. Please get up off of your butt, put on that nice-looking suit, get that attaché case in your hand, walk with your head high, get that job, and don't let this time and this economy and this news of where everything else is get you down. So, you know, put the pep in your step. You know, I mean, time of your life is one of them get up, you know, today's a brand new day type of song. Let's get it. So, I mean, time of your life. Check this out. Check out the snippet of Time of Your Life. The snippet of Time of Your Life. I like them snippets, you know, but you can get the full album without the snippets at iTunes, Amazon.com, HiddenBeats.com, so it's all good.
Now, wasn't Laura Evans on that?
Yeah, and you know, hey, she's a beast, man. I mean, she is no joke. I love her.
All right. Well,
Okay, now this is what I would like to know. You're such good friends with Stevie Wonder. I want to know how you met him. How did that happen? How did you get that relationship going?
Well, Stevie, when I was young, he met me. I was playing in the club, and you know, he didn't know how old I was, so he tells his manager to get my number. So, you know, he finally calls me, and then his first phone call was a prank call. He was acting like a bill collector. So, hello, man, speak to Michael Phillips. And Stevie is a master in switching his voice up. So he called me, and then he said, hello, this is Steveland. I'm like, I don't know no Steveland. And then I hung up on him, and then he called back. And, you know, Steveland, he said, Stevie Wonder. So I said, come on, man, because what happened is I told people, I put it all around town, Stevie Wonder took my number. So then I thought that one of my homies were playing a joke on me and calling and acting like they were Stevie. So Stevie calls, and it's really him. So I hung up on him the first time. So I said, you know what, if this is really you, sing My Sherry or More or something. He sang it, and I felt so stupid. And he spoke to my mother, and, you know, he said, man, I'll take care of Mike. Don't worry about it. And we went on the road, and my first show ever was Nelson Mandela's 80th birthday party in Johannesburg. So can you imagine just playing, and, like, your first real, real, real professional gig is halfway across the world and Nelson Mandela's house.
Mm.
Yeah,
wow.
It really tripped me out.
Wow.
And ever
That's
since
awesome.
Then, you know, he's been a supporter of my gift, and I'm just honored to, you know, to know him, seriously.
I can imagine. I can imagine. Wow. I have a question for you from the chat room. Anisha would like to know, she said that on Facebook you posted a question and asked if there was a song that we wanted him to do over. Did you get any ideas on that?
Oh, man. I'm still listening. You know, really, I listen to everything that people post and say. So, I mean, there was some cool, like Alabama. I mean, I'm looking for a different cover that I haven't done before, so I'm still toiling. I thought about a Beatles song, but whatever it is, I have to put the song in a new space. Now, mind you, this song, this record, MP3, does not have a cover on it, and that's pretty intentional because I wanted to put the energy of new live writing and material without relying on the crutch of the existence of the song and how it resonates with people before I played on it. So, you know, MP3 is all original. And plus, I've been doing the Unwrapped, which is, you know, covers of hip-hop songs. So I wanted to keep MP3 and Unwrapped all original on MP3, and that all of the covers are Unwrapped. But on MP4 or whatever my fourth album will be, I'm still toiling with what cover I want to do. And I don't know yet, but I've looked at all the songs, and there was a couple that I was feeling, man, this could be interesting and different. So to answer your question, I'm still trying to get it together.
Okay, and I have a question actually about your cover, the outfit that you're wearing.
Okay, the front or the back?
Well,
the
I don't
cover.
Have the cover. I'm looking at a picture, so I'm looking at the front.
Okay, the front. Okay, cool. So the front is a representation of the maturation of my love for golf. And, you know, I've made this transition because, I mean, I played ball in high school, and they, you know, like Coco said, me, him, and Lamont, we won the Tom Joyner 3-on-3. And, you know, there were some big dudes that were 6'7", 6'8". Now, it didn't matter. I'm jumping over you. And if you slip, I might dunk on you, homie. No, don't get it twisted. I probably, you know, after Wayman left us, God bless his soul, though, only people that's out here in this game that's playing instruments and playing ball is me and Brian McKnight. So if y'all want some, come see me.
Oh, man.
But And that's a promise. I'll still put it on you, but I'm just trying to slow down. I'm getting older, and I'm trying to get in this golf thing, you know. So the cover is just, man, my love for golf, and I'm a music, but I'm growing, and, you know, cardigan sweater, you know, it's a representation of the taste and the style and the swagger of growing up, you know. I mean, and I'm still signed to Jordan, and I get my hot Jordan make golf shoes, and, you know, I still got my hot sweatsuits, but, like, I really wanted to show, yo, I'm really grown man on this one.
You're getting your grown man on this one, okay.
Yeah, we call it the GNS movement, the grown and sexy movement, man. Everybody got to be a part of this.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, it looked like a golf outfit. It looked like some type of sporting outfit to me, so that's why I asked.
Yeah, it's definitely golf. But, you know, I'm the golfer with swagger, though. I'm not like, okay, well, are we going to the ninth hole? Hi, Terry, how are you? I'm that golfer that's still cool, like, yo, meet me on the 18th, you know what I'm saying, we gonna get it cracking, you know what I mean, so I still keep that New York City, Brooklyn, Mount Vernon, you know, Harlem still thing in me, so my golf is not really like the type golf that people are used to, you know, there ain't no Tiger Woods here, it's Tiger Hood.
I have another question.
I'm sorry, so you're going to ask a question. Okay.
I have a question in the chat room from Miss Baby K. She would like to know, how do you have the time to keep up with your fans on Facebook and all the crazy ideas you share? You are truly a unique and creative and talented artist. We love you. So where do you find the time to do all this?
When I'm moving, my iPad, my phone, the cell, that, you know, so everything doesn't have to be through a computer. I'm moving, I'm mobile, so I might text you or text the status when I'm literally on the plane or just walking around or maybe in a meeting. You know, I can multitask, or I might be on my computer. You know what? Like, there's so many facets of my creativity that it's therapeutic. If I don't get it out, then it's a problem. I might become antsy, so these ideas and, you know, the funny statuses and just getting involved with people, it's a way of therapy for me, because as a musician, balance to me is important. So kicking it really with you guys really balances me out. And me communicating to my fans, Hidden Beach didn't have a meeting with me and tell me, okay, you know, this Twitter thing, it's really a great way to market, so you have to do a blog every night and, you know, just do this because this will get you sales, you know, you get your fans. I really love kicking it to y'all. This is not, you don't got to force my hand to do this. I mean, I don't know what other artists do, you know, they open up their YouTube page and, you know, they do the blogs or whatever else, but it's kind of like not authentic because they're doing it out of the sake of selling something to you and not because they really want to converse. I wish more artists would really just keep it real and just kick it with people when there's nothing at stake to sell. So having the time to kick it with y'all, it's really important to me, and I do it because it's actually therapeutic to kick it.
And you know, but Mike, you have such your sense of humor is just so out there. It is so out there. I mean, the stuff that you put on Facebook, you know, you have us dying and rolling in the aisles. Your sense of humor is just so wicked and out there. It's crazy.
I have fun because as a jazz musician, what happens is that we have to fight the intensity of what it is to practice. You know, I listen to these tunes, and then I'm coming up with a show, and then I got to be intense about practicing, and then if the band plays something wrong, I'm intense. And I have something called perfect pitch. So, you know, like I'm in a hotel right now, and I'm listening to the AC running, and it's a low B flat. That's the actual note. I am that anal. So all of these things around me, they're notes. And like you analyze, when I go to sleep, I sleep completely quiet, because if I have SportsCenter on or some other TV show, and analyzing the key that it's in and playing on top of it, and I can't do that. Everything has to be silent. So I have this side of me that's so intense that if I don't laugh it off, y'all might see me in the crazy house, and that's real.
I have a request for you from the chat room. I'm Sultry Too wanted me to ask you to do a blues hit.
Oh man, I would love that. I mean, you know, the blues is like literally simply like a powerful way of expressing pain through song. You know, so you know, I would love to do that because I remember coming up and I used to play at this club called Wilson. And Cheryl Pepsi Riley used to sing, and Melanie Daniels, and these great singers in New York. And they used to sing Dr. Feelgood, and I could not wait to play the solo. It was like they would give me about 160 bars, and they'd be like, dude, can you stop? And I would still be going in on some blues, just off of the Dr. Feelgood blues. So, yes, I am a blues fanatic.
Wow.
Okay. Well, maybe that could be the next one. Yeah.
Okay, something else in the chat room. Journeys and Travels, she said that maybe you should think about doing a DVD and put Officer MP3 in it, and you'll remake a Thank You for Being a Friend.
No. You know what? I think sooner or later it's going to be time for – I've been waiting and hitting me, so it's like, well, why don't you put it out? And I don't want to because my live show is my bread and butter, and I think it might be time to – kind of like do something like that where it's a live CD and something that has, you know, I want to do something different, like play next to embedded hologram of Charlie Parker and us playing back and forth, just something real next level futuristic but still having musical integrity.
All right, okay. Let's listen to another snippet from MP3.
Oh, yeah. Look, I might gonna be laughing on you. Like,
hey,
you're supposed to look, Mike. If it's a snippet and the music stops, then that's on you too, because y'all talking smooth jazz.
Right. That's right.
You can't be clowning your girl internally.
No, I got her back. You know I got her back, though. You know, hey, so you know I got
your
back.
Yeah, you got her back, man. Yeah. Look, I got your back, Terry. And then he's busy snickering. But he got your back. You better watch the front like
though.
That, Terry. You better watch them.
Because you know what? Because you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into the music, and then as soon as I get into it, it's like, bam, it just sounds like, hey. But no,
yeah,
but I got her back. Hey.
Terry, you better watch that Mike Reynolds. Watch that Mike Reynolds. See, he even said play the snippet. He don't even got no confidence that the whole song's going to play. He said, play the snippet.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Gonna miss you, Mike. That's the song.
Okay. Think I'm going to miss you? Okay, well, I like to introduce this song. Think I'm going to miss you. It's like old school Al Green flavor, and I like to dedicate this song to the fact that none of the songs are playing because I'm going to miss the fact that I'm not going to be able to hear the song in its entirety. So think I'm going to miss you the snippet. Come on, Terry.
Thank you.
right.
All right. Skip it. Don't worry, Terry. It's all
I good. Am going to buy the CD, and I will feature it on the Jazz Queen show as soon as I get it.
You don't got to buy one. We're sending one to you. I mean, look at this. Like, we understand your support, but labels already have a amount of CDs that they give away for promotional use because of people like you who put the music out there. So if you want to buy one to support, that's cool, but we'll always take care of you. And all you other artists out there, you get this CD to this organization because, I mean, what you guys do to spotlight us, the people that are working hard to really get the art out. Getting art out is one thing, but having institutions like this online that we can promote it, it's another thing. So once again, I'd really like to thank you for your hard work and believing in the artists and their work. So once again, thank you all so much.
It is our pleasure. We enjoy doing the show, so thank you. I think I have another call here. Let me take this call. Area code 914. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, no, I made a mistake. The phone hung up, so I called back. But once again, congratulations, Mike.
Oh, thank you, man. And I'll holler at you soon, all right?
All right, brother. I'm just still listening, that's all.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, so, Mike, are you going to be, like, on tour? Where are you going to be promoting the CD?
Well, I'm in Atlanta right now, and I'm making my way up the East Coast, Atlanta. I'm doing Good Day Atlanta in the morning, and then I have a release party at the Lowe's Hotel, which is going to be really cool. Then Wednesday, I performed for about 6,000 people, a free concert in the park, and what a way to have a release party, just a free concert in the park. So we know how we love free. Just bring some money for a CD, and you'll be good. Thursday, I'm in Charlotte. I'm doing a wonderful performance there, Charlotte, North Carolina. Friday and Saturday, Richmond. Man, then I'm just literally just creeping up East Coast. And in between that, I have a couple celebrity golf tournaments I'm playing in, so I do have my clubs here with me, and I'm doing some concerts too. So I am really enjoying, you know, maturing as a man, as a musician. You know, it's just a great pleasure in just understanding the growth and the responsibility of me, because I mean, when people do this as a business and nothing else, then they don't understand the true meaning of legacy, because it's all a business. So I get my money and I get booked and I tour all around the country, and that's good enough for me. But one of my favorite quotes is, legacy is not what you do for yourself to make yourself better, but it's what you do for others to make them better than what they already are. So if me 10 years ago, when I walked this sound and of hip-hop and smooth jazz and these different things, and I literally walked these things into radio stations, they're like, well, you know, it has a little bit too much bass, and, you know, it's really abrasive. You know, this was the feedback that I got from Unwrapped. I was the person who literally walked Unwrapped to these different stations, and they were like, no, this is very abrasive.
Wow.
It was disheartening, but my vibe is truly never give up what you're trying to do. So now, Unwrapped Volume Number 1 sold almost 190,000 units. So you tell me that this is not going to work on smooth jazz radio, because it was very political at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get upset, because people was loving it. And guess what? When Unwrapped 1 came out, not too many people can say that they sold 190,000 units. So, the grind of bringing the brand, the music has the last laugh. Not the, and I tell these musicians out here, Tony XM, Ryan Kilgore, Farnell Newton, like, you're going to have these blocks. They're already set up for you. It's like a race with hurdles. They're already set up for you to jump over. The challenge is, are you going to jump over them or not? So I took the initiative to be like, okay, whatever, we're just going to do our grind. And now Unwrapped has sold, all of the seven volumes has sold over 500,000 units. Those are not skewed numbers. Those are actual numbers. And in a day when people are happy selling maybe 20, 25,000, this series has done two things. It has proven that if the music is good and it resonates to people, then people who want to be the gatekeepers cannot stop the movement of what great music is as it pertains to who's absorbing it. I think these program directors and some and then the people, you know, everybody got their hands tied because it's all about marketing and advertising and what music and the studies of music, and it's so complicated. At the end of the day, if it sounds good, play it. And I look at the guys that have these challenges that are going to be coming up, and I like to always tell them about my struggles in getting this stuff played and accepted, because you're going to go through the same thing. One person's going to say, well, I don't know you, or you're not a household name. Do not get discouraged, because at the end of the day, your music will always make room for you. And now, you know, so now I go from giving them these Unwrapped CDs and my CDs, and they were like lukewarm, oh, whatever, you know. He's a real urban guy. It's a little bit too abrasive. But I must have been ahead of my time, because now everybody seems like, you know, jazz records, they're doing R&B records. It's like a whole bunch of R&B on it. And I'm like, whoa, well, what happened 10 years ago when I handed this stuff to you and it was a little bit abrasive? I think the tide is changing, and now the playing field is opening up to this new sound where guys can really be true to the essence of what it is to have those 808 drums in there, those finger snaps, those programming things that people got so scared of back in the day. Like 10 years ago, they were so scared because this is not programming that's conducive to our sound. And they got scared, but now it's open. So now I tell these musicians, it's a real open playing field for you to express your art. You can be truly urban if you want to do something hip-hop, if you want to do something a little bit Dirty South sound, if you want to do some New York and combine it with the swagger of what it is to really have those hot beats in there, but the integrity of some straight-ahead jazz on top of it. You don't have to be a slave to the sound of a genre. Just do what you have to do, and the music will always make room for you.
That's right. Amen. All right. We have 8 minutes left and two calls, and I want to get these callers in before time is up. Area code 719, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Y'all know this is Tony X.
Tony X, what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
Hi, Tony.
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
What's good?
I'm hanging in there, just leaving the rehearsal. Forgot you was on, bro, so I just remembered, so I figured I'd call in real quick.
Oh, thank you for calling, man.
Yeah, man. I just want to let you know I'm waiting for that album, man. I need some solos to transcribe.
Oh, man, you crazy. Ain't nothing to transcribe. I'm just going to be doing what I do, man. I'm extremely proud of you and what you've been doing, man. Stay on the grind. That message, as I said, it really exists where just stay true to who you are. And I'm telling you, brother, things are going to really happen for you, man.
I appreciate that, man, because as you and I have talked, you know, when I was doing my record, I had that same dilemma, you know, like, okay, are these songs going to be accepted? Would radio even think about it, even though I'm truly, you know, independent artist? And I ended up doing a song that I thought was going to work for radio, but I was even told that that was too urban. So, I mean, it's like you said, the landscape is opening and people's ears are starting to, you know, to grow because they're tired of that same old sound. And it's like, since when does this music get regulated to what a panelist says? When, you know, like we talked before, from back in the day when Gerald Albright or somebody like that or Grover or George Howard released a record, you just couldn't wait to get it because you knew it was hot. It didn't matter what song we put out. It was just good music.
Yeah.
Now, like, okay, you know, the industry has gotten so regimented to where, you know, you take a jazz format and you turn it into almost like pop music to where it has to fit a certain formula before you'll spin it. And now the kids don't even know what this, you know, music truly sounds like. So not only are you playing this formulaic stuff, but you're throwing non-jazz music like Mariah Carey or Sade or, you know, something like that on top of that to draw the crowd. It's like, you know, that's not holding no weight. And you said it right just a few minutes ago. It was like, you know, 10 years ago when you put out Unwrapped, people was tripping. But if you put that stuff on now at a corporate party, and they're loving it. Oh,
yeah,
so, where can I get it, you know?
Yeah, man. So I love this grind. But I also love to tell you, to tell the musician everything that I've been through so maybe that information can bless you guys to do what you have to do. So I am watching.
Yeah.
I'm proud that so many guys on Facebook and in the Talking Smooth Jazz friends that are musicians that are just trying to be heard. So I'm looking forward to the next level of you guys, because what's going to happen is that you guys are going to be the guys who are going to lower the demographic of this, because right now we're stuck. I don't care what young music you do. If you don't go out and play to these people, we have to convert them. There has to be a conversion process to lower the demographic so the next group of jazz listeners can get ushered in. And right now we're in the stalemate. But you guys, you, Ryan, Donald Jordan, Fernell, you guys got a challenge. You guys are going to have to take the baton and appeal to the next generation and lower the demographic so the new jazz listener can come in and appreciate what you guys do.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Tony. I appreciate it.
No problem. No problem at all.
All right, Tony, I'll holler at you soon, man. Stay strong, man. Love you, bro.
Love you too, bro. All
right, man. Later.
All right.
Man.
All right, last caller, area code 909. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, Mike, this is Lynn Sidmont.
Lynn, what is good? First of all, I'm a huge fan. You already know that.
I'm a huge fan.
Man.
I'm so glad. I enjoyed hearing what you said tonight, too. I needed to hear that, too. So I'm not a young, up-and-coming saxophonist, but it holds true for me, too, you know.
And Lynn, I've got your stuff. I've downloaded it. So when you see you got, you know, a jillion sales, just count one of them to me because, I enjoyed your work with working with you with Stevie Wonder, but also, what's different is, and before we go, Terry, this is another situation this is another situation. Like, we have a whole bunch of talented artists who are playing with big people, like Prince and Stevie and Block. They have so much art in them, but they just settle with just playing for the artist. And then they never do anything because they make a whole bunch of money just being on the road, Prince, or doing this and doing that. And you have to have a huge level of confidence to say, you know what, I want to take my career into my own hands and do it. And watching Lynn with so many different huge artists, huge Phil Collins, we can go, the list go on, and just watch her just say, you know what, I'm cool, I'm about to put something out and really get into me. I really, like, seriously applaud you. And it's not like you put it out and it's not a great project. You are killing it. So.
Well, thank you. And Jerry, I so appreciate you. You gave me my first review on this record.
So I'm excited and I'm happy to move into being, expressing the artist, the solo artist of me, you know.
Yeah, and Terry, if y'all don't know Lynn Fidmont, you need to listen and really get her on the show. Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, we'll definitely do. Lynn, check us out on Facebook, Talking Smooth Jazz. Send us a friend request.
Okay,
and,
do.
Yeah, let's do that. All right.
And then maybe, Lynn, when they play your songs, maybe they play all the way through.
You know how to get you.
You better stop playing with me. I'll make a cartoon about you right now.
We got a minute to go. Lynn, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay, bye, Terry. Bye.
Lynn, I'll holler at you later. All right, later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
My gosh. All right, Mike, thank you so much. Again, I'm so sorry about the music, but once I get that
Can't believe it. Anytime you apologize, I can't believe it.
Thank Charles Whitfield, Hidden Beach Records, thank you so much for helping us get Mike on the show. Thank you, Cheryl, for all of your help as well. And, Mike, we love you with your crazy self.
I love y'all, too.
Thank you.
And Mike, real fast, too. You know today's your boy's birthday, man, Marcus Johnson. His birthday.
Marcus Johnson, the keyboard player?
Yes, today's his birthday, man.
Oh, good. We're going to celebrate because he's playing in the park today, and tomorrow with me. So, yeah, we're going to celebrate.
All right, cool.
All right.
Now, I'm going to play you. And look, real fast, I'm going to find two other guys to call
seconds.
you, Lamont, and Coco to 303 basketball, bro.
Man, I'll whoop
it's
you
on.
Up, man. Don't it's play
on,
with
bro.
Me,
it's
Mike
on.
Reynolds. You better get off my internet, my phone, whatever.
Mike, we love you. Thank you so much.
Love you too, Terry. I'm giving you a big hug.
Thank you.
Officer right, MP3 says what's up too. Later.
All right.
Bye.
Oh my God. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in the chat room. Thank you to all for all that called. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Definitely, we'll get that CD and play it in its entirety. Okay. So. We are gone. Thanks so much, Mike. Great show.
Yes, great show. So
yeah.
That's it.
All right.
That's it.
So,
Mike, MP3 tomorrow.
MP3 drops tomorrow. That's right. All right. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you next time. Until then, keep it smooth. Bye, everyone.